This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Wait, what?
I'm referencing
Snack Attack.
I'm referencing 80s songs that nobody will remember outside of like a few people that I know. A person that I like to refer to as Genius, he would know that one. Before the internet, this guy I know, we call him the Genius. He was the music, walking music encyclopedia.
Right.
Right. If you were like, hey, man, what was the third album after the second bass player? You know, some random band that nobody else would ever need. Like, oh, yeah, that was Jack Smith, and he went on to be in part of this band. He would just know stuff.
Yeah, right? My friend Eric is the same way. Like, who was the bass player on the second record? Oh, that was, blah, 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 blah.
And then I have a friend like that.
Played out with all, you just connect all the dots.
The magic rectangle.
Oh, the magic rectangle.
My friend.
Yeah, we all have one of those.
Yeah. And, I just heard something like people can't remember phone numbers. Like if you lost your phone.
I still remember my best friend.
Well, you can
remember. When I was 6 years old, I remember her phone number. I won't say it now,
right.
But I promise I remember it.
I remember all my friends' phone numbers from being a kid. But if you lose your phone do you remember?
Well, you lived in a time before the smartphone. You lived in a time before the PDA, the personal data assistant.
Yeah.
Well,
you lived in a time before pagers.
Right. Oh, I had a pager.
Right, but you lived in a time before pagers.
Yes, remember, before that,
there was a time, like the best pages. You and I could do back in the day was to have, like, a personal address book made out of
pen and
paper.
You write it on your
right.
You
wrote it down, you know, you had your little black book or whatever, right?
Your
you wrote
pad,
stuff down, and, you know, you would have to go to it from time to time. Now, you would memorize your most frequently dialed numbers, and I maintain that every human being has a Dunbar number for phone numbers. A Dunbar number. So the Dunbar number is like your circle of association.
Okay.
You can only have, what the number
five
is.
Five or ten numbers that
So
remember.
with telephone numbers, like I think everybody has their own personal sort of limit, Dunbar number, if you will, of how many phone numbers you can memorize before you start forgetting them, right? Yeah. And so, so that was a thing that, like, we grew up memorizing phone numbers of our most frequently dialed people because
you
can dial that number every time. Now you just scroll through a screen, hit a name, and it calls that person.
Now you just need to know who would bail you out of jail. Those phone numbers. Those are the phone numbers.
The ones worth remembering.
One call of my lawyers.
Right.
But you can't even type in someone's phone number.
And if you don't have a lawyer, I believe that there are, I don't have it memorized, sadly. There are attorney hotlines that you can call. Like, if you don't have an attorney, you can call one of these hotlines and tell them, hey, what's good? You call from jail, you're like, hey, I'm in jail for this kind of thing. I need an attorney. They'll be like, well, you hook up with Bob. You know, he takes care of those kinds of cases.
Shouldn't they provide you with that, though?
What?
A phone book?
A lawyer.
Well, if you want to use a PD,
Yeah.
Public defender,
But if you don't want to use a PD...
You got to remember the phone number.
Right.
The PD won't give you the phone number.
No, they won't.
But you can't even go to your phone and type in a phone number. It'll automatically fill in. Like, if you just dial, whatever, like, area code 603, then, there's 10 numbers, and then you don't,
all my friends.
Yeah. So you just hit that number. You don't even have to remember. I know that they're in 603.
Yeah. What's the name of the show?
Free Talk Live.
What's the phone number?
The domestic terrorist hotline is 603-283-6160.
What's the name of the show again?
Free Talk Live.
For listeners of Free Talk Live, we are asking you for a favor. As you probably already know, Ian Freeman, this show's founder, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes and is facing up to 20 years in prison. We can argue all day as to if the jury was mistaken, but that won't get us anywhere. What will be helpful is if you, Free Talk Live listeners, could write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he helps the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Also, if you're writing one of these, you can say things about yourself. that give your opinion weight with the government workers. If you held office, if you had a stellar career or volunteer, that would be something to mention. Ian is a selfless man that has always tried to do what he thinks is the right thing. It would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison. We need these letters quickly, so please do not put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get this address written down, it's okay. All the info that you need to do so is over at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com.
So on that website, is there, like, directions? Because I know there's sometimes
everything I just said is up there. There are,
but also, like, sometimes there's, you know, like, specific guidelines when you write letters like these.
There's some thoughts about that, like what a person might want to include or exclude. Like, we really don't need people, you know, saying, like, how much the government sucks.
Yeah,
like,
not that, the time. That's not, no.
No, no, no.
This
what we need,
this is about.
Yeah, what we need is, you know, letters that talk about how Free Talk Live has helped you or your community, you know, because it's going to matter to sentencing. For the judge seemed to be, for a federal judge anyway, seemed to at least try to, you know, be partial.
You know what? As far as judges go, I would think that he was fair.
So,
to be completely honest.
Letters.freetalklive.com for more info on how to do that. And thank you to those who have already submitted. They're putting them all together, and they will present them all to the judge during the appeal process. So thank you to everybody who's already submitted. But if you haven't, please, letters.freetalklive.com. All right, so pigeon wearing backpack stashed with crystal meth.
On to more important things.
Yeah, this is not the onion. This is not the onion.
Not the onion. Pigeon wearing backpack stashed with crystal meth. Captured by prison guards.
Oh, no.
He's
innocent.
They beat the crap out of it, probably, right?
Poor guy.
Beat the pigeon poop out of
it. Poor lady. I don't want to assume their gender.
The head of the correction officers union said he has seen drugs smuggled into prison, but having a pigeon bring them in with a backpack is something he has never seen before.
Honestly, for, like, novelty's sake, they should have just let it in. Like, come on, that's pretty funny. Just,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, you beat us. You know?
Yeah, you got us. They deserve it at that point.
It's obviously not the only way drugs are getting into prison, right? Yeah. They haven't been able to stop drugs from getting into prison at all. At all. Like,
drones?
So the drug war itself is a farce based on the fact that government can't even keep them out of their own facility.
I've literally talked to people who were clean and then went to jail and then relapsed in jail.
Yep.
Because they got drugs in jail.
I mean, exactly. Yeah.
And boredom. Lots of boredom.
Lots of boredom.
Yeah. Like, come on.
So do more drugs. If you're bored, do drugs. Where are you going to get the drugs? From the pigeon. I'm going outside. I got up. I'm feeding the pigeons.
Better than the alternative.
And then the squirrel master came out of nowhere, and Nasty Nate was...
There's a groundhog tunneling in with a backpack.
Kenny, how long do you think you can make it in there? I don't know, maybe 5? 6:30? Half-baked, anyone?
No?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, criminals attempted to smuggle drugs into a prison using a pigeon wearing a backpack containing crystal meth. Prison guards at a correctional institute in Abbotsford, Canada, managed to capture the bird in the courtyard and confiscate the contraband on December 29th.
Do we have video of this, them tackling this bird?
Send the Canadian geese.
He's armed.
Royal Mounted Geese after that pigeon.
Oh, my gosh. President of the Pacific Region for the Union of Canadian Correctional Officers.
Whoa.
You think my name is...
I was going to say, he's got a big business card.
These Canadians
and all
have
that.
Got me beat, man. President of the Pacific Region for the Union of Canadian Correctional Officers, John Randall, told Global News, a pigeon was located at Pacific Institution inside the walls, and it appeared to have a small package. Sort of like a backpack attached to it. Sorry. I paused a little longer than I should have when he was talking about the pigeon having a small package.
So it is a he.
Causing Nikki's going into hysterics over here.
Oh, man. It just caught me off guard, that's all.
He had a small package.
And the pigeon had a small package.
It's a he.
Sort of like a backpack attached to it. He added, of course, I believe there was some creative work because the bird moved around quite a bit in order to track it and capture it. Well, yeah, I mean...
It's a bird.
Even the pigeon knows to avoid these tyrants.
Well, have you ever tried to catch a pigeon?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to throw one?
No.
They fly.
They can't really be
thrown. You can't throw it.
But it was just outside one of the unit yards when it was first spotted. CBC News stated that a guard noticed that the bird had a small backpack tied to it, so they began to corner the pigeon. Inside the pouch were approximately 30 grams
that sounds like a lot.
Crystal methamphetamine. They do have a picture. And, yeah, it looks like a little tiny, like, denim backpack kind of thing.
At least it was fashionable.
Yeah.
Come on, pigeon. Denim is so out. That is so 90s.
Unless it's got, like, heavy metal band patches all
right,
over
yeah.
it.
So now the pigeon's in solitary confinement at that prison.
He said it's definitely scary with the fact that it was crystal meth found on the bird, because that causes a whole lot of problems.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, okay, sure. While guards are used to watching out for the creative and sneaky ways that inmates try to smuggle drugs into the facility, Randall says he's never seen anything like this before. He added, it's almost like the inmates and the criminals are going back in time and using an older technology. This is something I bring up all the time. Generally speaking, the more high-tech your security system is, the easier it gets to beat it with something very low-tech.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Thumbtacks on the porch, right? That'll usually get those people.
So this guy is showing his lack of intelligence by making a statement saying, it's almost like the inmates and the criminals are going back in time and using an older technology. No, it's not almost like that.
It is.
That's exactly what it is. You've made it, you know, an accurate observation. But yeah, whatever, at any rate. An investigation has now been launched by the Correctional Service of Canada and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Geese.
No further details.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police Geese. Geese Police.
Pigeon Wranglers?
I think they use geese instead of, like, canine units.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Pigeoners?
Police Geese. Geese Police. There's something in there.
I mean, I don't know about you, but when I have 30 grams of methamphetamine, I like to tie it to a pigeon in a little, you know, hobo satchel.
Yep.
And release it near a prison.
How does it know? Well, it must be like a carrier pigeon, right?
Yeah,
they know
the
where we
pigeons,
are. Yeah,
right,
the homing pigeon. Yeah.
They get trained. This is my guess.
This is low tech solution.
Well, it is, yeah. But my guess is that somebody on the inside has somebody on the outside. They've, you know, raised. They've done this, you know, in other ways, you know, outside of the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
And so now one of them is inside the prison system, and they're like, hey.
Remember that pigeon?
Yeah. Remember when we were sending pigeons across the border to, you know, carry?
Right.
Well, now we can get them into prison.
Wow.
Doesn't take rocket surgery to figure it out.
Low tech. It's a low tech solution.
I wonder how many times they successfully did this before the pigeon was caught,
right.
You know? Because I doubt this was the first time.
No, certainly not, especially if they've gone to the extent of, and this looks like, you know, some sort of a professionally or semi-professionally created thing, this backpack on this pigeon.
Seamstress made that.
You know, it's certainly, they don't show the front of it. They only show the back, but my guess is it does have the sort of harness across the front of the bird's breast, if you will, because of the way it's positioned, the way they're showing it.
It could be a false flag, so they could ban the pigeon, maybe.
Banned pigeons?
Birds aren't real.
Yeah, birds aren't real.
Not if they're on crystal meth, they're not. This one looks real, though. I mean, you know, as far as a bird goes, it is a pigeon.
Nice package.
Not according to the...
the warden.
The warden.
Said,
it appeared to have a small package. According to the president of the Pacific Region for Union Canadian Correctional Officers, John Randall.
Esquire.
Yeah. He's checking out the bird's package, so... I think we've sort of stomped that into the ground. Let's watch that one fly away. It is Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. This thing with Biden and the secret doctor.
Oh, God. Do you ever call about anything besides whatever you're watching on Fox News and CNN?
Did I hurt you in some kind of way?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. You tell me. You're always watching the CNN or the Fox or whatever, and you call in, and you're welcome to talk about whatever you want, Jerome, of course. But, like, oh my gosh, man.
I bring up something that happened in your background, in your neighborhood. What about the spies they found out in New Hampshire about a month ago? Did you hear about that?
What was it?
They found some spies operating in New Hampshire about, I think it was about a month ago, it was on the news.
I think they were selling secrets to the Chinese or something like that. I think that's story. Yeah, I heard about that.
Russia, China.
I don't know.
Hey, yeah. They're spies. Because they're not around.
They're everywhere.
Nobody knows what happened. Well, those particular spies, they're in a lot of trouble. You know, just a normal average New Hampshire family, you know, then we find out they're selling secrets. That was the end of that story. Because I haven't heard anything about it since then.
Yeah, so of course, what you're implying there is that because one family had a spy in New Hampshire, that all families in New Hampshire are spies.
Mm. No, what I'm implying is that no one knows what goes on behind closed doors, as the song once said. You heard that song?
Privacy matters, dude. It's true. Privacy does definitely matter. And the world is getting less and less of it on a daily basis.
Well, honestly, you could say that anyone using TikTok is selling secrets.
Mm-hmm.
They're all spies.
Yeah, but I just get a little whisper there at the end.
Let's talk about Joe Biden's Corvette.
Can we not talk about Joe Biden? Man.
No, the Corvette.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm getting into a Corvette with a guy 80 years old. Sorry about that. I once got into a Corvette with someone, and they drove real fast.
Nice.
That was like about 40 years ago. I never got in another one. I said, that's too fast for me, man.
Did you ever, like, drive one yourself, though, and go really fast?
No. I used to have, like, a little Firebird,
uh-huh.
A Pontiac Firebird.
Cool. Oh, the mid-engine, yeah.
Yeah.
That was blue. Yeah. But,
no, that's the Fiero. That's the mid-engine. Yeah, sorry, my bad.
I drove it into the ground. I wasn't very nice to it. But, you know, I managed to pay it off. That's one thing. I didn't owe the government any money after I got off the military.
Yeah. When you had the Firebird, did you engage in drag racing? You know, driving really fast with women's clothes on?
Sarah's not going to like that.
You are sick. You are sick. You need help.
Actually, I feel pretty good, so, yeah.
Hey, listen
to you. No, you're not. What would I look like wearing women's clothes?
I don't even know what you look like at all, Jerome, so I've never seen a picture of you or anything like that, so.
Trust me, Jerome's not going to be wearing any women's clothes. Hey, I wear men's clothes because I'm manly, okay? I mean, you know what that brings up? You know, they keep trying to shove this gay stuff down your throat every chance you get. Now they got this guy's got RuPaul. He's got a game show. He's got guys coming out there holding hands with each other and stuff. I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Women getting mad to each other. They don't even... I mean, women having babies through artificial insemination and stuff.
Oh, but that's been going on for a long time, though.
Yeah, but that's not even a real family, man. Oh, I'd like you to meet my mama and my mama, or my daddy and my daddy. Oh, yeah. That's real normal.
It's a birthing parent. Not a mother, right?
Yeah, birthing person.
Birthing person.
That reminds me of another potential band name, though. Inseminator.
Yeah.
Ends in ator.
Hey. I found a new band that I like, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
That's a new band?
You heard of them?
It's not really new, but I have heard of them.
I heard they're Rage for the Machine.
Yeah, they're not raging on behalf of the machine, but previously they raged against the machine. It's true.
No, but I was this document thing. I mean, do they remember, like, January 6th? Do they remember that? They did, like, oh, this is such a controversy. Oh, he's got sugar dump in his garage. Do they remember January 6th? Which is worse? And then Trump going to the Supreme Court to get them to block him, you know, giving up the documents. Had over 300 documents. And then he lied about COVID to everybody. He's like, oh, Bob, COVID, it's real bad. Then it gets in front of the public. Oh, no, it's going to go away. It's going to blow away. Until they had to rush him to the hospital because, guess why? because he had COVID.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, go ahead and let him die. You won't be able to pick up garbage on the street as a doctor.
Go ahead and let him die, yeah. Huh?
Wow. No, I said, if he dies from it, because there are people dying from it, you know. There are. Hey, over 1 million people have died from COVID, from what I hear. I said, but if something happens to him, those doctors wouldn't be able to pick up garbage on the street, okay? But they pulled him through. They pulled him through. They pulled him through.
Did you hear, Jerome, that the CDC released a press release stating that there might be a link between the vaccine and stroke, at least in those over...
I could have told you that a year ago.
No, in those over 65. The CDC themselves has said this.
I'm not totally with that. They need to do some more research on that.
I've done my own research on that when I was working in the hospital, and I had patients who had gotten vaccinated days prior, and then all of a sudden, they're in the hospital having heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, just... So that's all the research I need to do with my own eyes. Yeah. I don't care what the CDC comes out with. I don't care what the government says about it. I've seen this with my own eyes. And, you know, some nurses will agree with me. Some nurses will disagree with me.
Here, Jerome, listen to this. Listen to this. The FDA and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, issued a joint statement on Friday, that's just this past Friday, that was written on the latter's website and informed the public the two agencies were evaluating the data into whether one of the bivalent vaccines increased the risk of ischemic stroke in the senior population.
There's the key, evaluating the data. It's not conclusive yet. It's not written in stone yet. So they're still evaluating
it. It'll probably be 10 years before they figure it out, right?
Well, hey, look, research is research. Sometimes it takes time.
That's right.
And in the meantime, just get it and blindly trust it.
Yeah. I was shocked when I got COVID because, you know, I mean, I've taken all the shots, I've taken two shots, and I still caught it. But, hey, they give me some packs of it, and I'm feeling a lot better. It took me a couple of weeks, but I'm feeling a lot better.
You know what else I want to say? I'm going to assume that everyone I work with is vaccinated, and I'm not. And everyone I'm working with keeps getting COVID. They keep getting the flu. They keep getting all these illnesses, and I am the only one that works my shift that did not get COVID. I had it in the beginning, but I was completely asymptomatic. Well, actually, I don't want to say I was asymptomatic. This was in the very beginning. Yeah.
I had it. Jerome, thank you for the call. Have a great night, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. I got it, and I got over it, and I never got it again. I never got the shot because I'm like, well, I had it, and I got over it. What the hell do I need the shot for? I don't know. Did you get it? Did you get over it? Did you get the shot anyway?
No way. I don't eat at the buffet.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Buffalo Bills are moving on in the NFL playoffs. They knocked off the Miami Dolphins today in New York, 34-31. Quarterback Josh Allen threw for three touchdowns in the win as Buffalo punched its ticket to the AFC divisional round. President Biden returning to Delaware after a visit to Georgia, where he paid tribute to the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a nonviolent warrior for justice who followed the word and the way of his Lord and his Savior.
The president said the country is at a critical juncture where people need to choose democracy, love, and community to complete Dr. King's mission of redeeming the soul of America. Prince Harry's newly released memoir, Spare, is now the fastest-selling nonfiction book of all time. The book details the tumultuous relationship between his dad and brother. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We're live. We're here. This is where we are.
We'll do it live.
We always do it live. But
sure, yes, we will.
We will do it live once more and several times after that as well.
Come back tomorrow.
What's the name of the show?
Free Talk Live.
What's the number?
603-283-6160 is the domestic terrorist hotline.
Does that imply that there's a feral terrorist hotline?
I do not know.
Okay. 603-283-6160. You can be part of the evolution here on Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki.
Just real quick, because these are so much fun.
Crime Squad.
Trick or treat! Oh, aren't you so cute? A skeleton, a Republican mermaid, and a criminal.
I'm an astronaut.
I know what I said.
It's a federal crime to use the NASA insignia without permission.
Yeah.
They come out with the Billy Clubs.
And,
they,
a yeah. and a criminal.
Because he's got the NASA insignia.
Right. I know what I said.
Yeah. For those
get
who can't see these things, they're a bit visual. But yeah, Crime Squad.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant new series.
What does NASA stand for?
Needed another 7 astronauts?
Oh. I thought it was never a straight answer.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
that too.
There are many definitions. I just...
Hey, that galaxy looks like my art project from 8th grade.
Does it have a NASA logo on it?
Better not.
NASA claims to own outer space. So, like some guy... We did a story about it.
I thought the aliens owned outer space.
We did a story about it. Like, some amateur rocketeers sent a rocket up into the sort of atmosphere, right, to quote space, like, you know, barely exited the atmosphere.
31,000 feet.
And they took a picture
of Earth from that that height.
Property of NASA.
And yeah, NASA's like sued them for copyright infringement.
Yep.
Well, if they bought a star, I mean, then they would probably have it in book form at the copyright office.
So yeah, NASA claims to own at least the image.
So I wonder if NASA is peddling the name a star after someone.
NASA, name a star.
Yes, that's a good question.
Wow.
So who owns the stars? Who is selling the stars?
I'm looking for the guy supplying the stars. They say stars are a dime a dozen. Can you imagine hanging out on like a corner in like a big city with a trench coat and like, hey,
get
buddy,
buy a star.
Buy a star. All right. What were we talking about? We're talking about the pigeon. The pigeon wearing a backpack with 30 grams of crystal meth. He got into a prison. The guards, sort of foiled the plan. They'd have gotten away with it, too. It wasn't for them pesky kids.
They fouled it up.
They did foul it up. I do want to tell our listeners that ForkFest 2023 is coming up. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. In 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before ForkFest. That means ForkFest is the pre-party to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that's great. ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve a campsite, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can also connect with other attendees. Links to the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms can be found there as well. Again, forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Forkfest.party.
Party.
Come and party with the captain. Have some fun.
Have a stout.
Hang out with a bunch of, freedom-oriented people.
Bring
learn things
back
that you didn't know. Bring gold back.
Yeah.
Transact in cryptocurrency. Open carry freely.
Yeah.
You can hire people for all sorts of things while you're there. If you're just feeling lazy and you don't want to go get a beverage, you can just like randomly be like, "Hey, I need to hire." Some. Just yell it out, man. Like likely somebody will come. Yes, I'll go and grab you whatever and you pay them for
one
it.
Gold back.
A little more off, a little on the top for their trouble, and life is good.
Nice.
We did all sorts of things. We got
mini golf tournament, the first annual ForkFest mini golf tournament.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
All sorts of fun stuff. So yeah, come join us. I want to change gears a little bit. We usually don't talk about super serious stuff on the Sunday night edition, but I have an exception, and that is tonight. This is from the Free Thought Project. Cops knew kids were in the car. They did a pit maneuver anyway, and they killed a 12-year-old boy because of a speeding ticket.
As they do.
Quote, "I've got my kids with me, man," Moore told police over the phone. "Oh, my God, no, they're trying to flip my car, man," unquote. Paulding County, Georgia. As the Free Thought Project reports on a regular basis, police in the land of the free will go to violent and often deadly extremes to enforce even the most arbitrary law. If police claim to see you break one of these arbitrary laws like speeding, they claim the right to detain and extort you. If you choose to resist this extortion, police will then claim the right to kidnap you. And, as the following tragic case of Georgia out of Georgia illustrates, if you resist this kidnapping, police will use deadly force, like a pit maneuver, including against children. In 2021, Charlie Moore was driving his teen son, 14, and his friend, 12-year-old Leden Boykins, home from a job at which they cleaned up parking lots for extra cash. On the way home, police targeted Moore for revenue collection, claiming that he was driving too fast. This week, video of the incident was released, showing without a doubt that police knew children were in the vehicle and disregarded their lives over a minor traffic violation. When you see this dash cam footage, rest assured that you will all know that they knew there were children inside the vehicle, Leden's father, Anthony Boykins, said at a press conference Wednesday after the footage was released. Moore has since been charged with murder in Leden's death, and although Leden's parents say he does bear some of the responsibility. They're calling for the officer to be charged as well. I don't think that ever happens in these cases.
Rarely.
He's on administrative leave.
According to Georgia State Patrol incident report, Moore was pulled over off of Highway 92 in Paulding County for driving recklessly at a high rate of speed. And when ordered out of the car for the speeding ticket, he refused, saying he was scared since so many officers were present. While pulled over, Moore called 911 to report the fact that multiple troopers were threatening him and that he was in fear for his life. Now, this is not unprecedented, and in fact, police themselves have come out and said, hey, if you feel unsafe in a situation with officers, you can call 911 and, you know, that kind of thing, and request,
okay,
like a supervisor come out, that kind of a thing.
I'm scared of the cops, so I'm going to call the cops.
Right.
You know, that just doesn't make sense.
Right.
But I get it, like, okay, I need
a second,
you know, like somebody different.
He told the 911 operator, he said, I need for y'all to get a supervisor out here. There's too many police cars, and I'm in fear for my life, Liden's mother, Tony Boykin, said. The new released footage backs up this case. Why are you pulling me over? Moore asks in the video. You were trying to evade me, the trooper responds. Moore later asks, you told me I was evading you. What crime did I commit? It's called particular reason to suspect a crime being committed, the trooper says.
That's a crime?
What's the crime? Moore asks in return. You evading, the trooper says. Evasion is not a crime, Moore says. I smell alcohol. How much alcohol have you had? The trooper then asks. Dude, I'm on my way home. I haven't had any alcohol, Moore says. I'm smelling it, the trooper responds. Okay, what you smell is not a crime, Moore says.
Also, so they do this tactic where they have reasonable suspicion.
Right.
So if they say, oh, I smell marijuana,
right,
or I smell alcohol, does it matter what they smell? You know, that's subjective.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about this because it gets worse. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Hi. I'm not unscreened. I always announce myself. This is Gigi from Charleston, everybody.
Oh, we know you, Gigi.
How are you?
Good evening.
What is on your mind tonight, Gigi?
I haven't called this wonderful program in so long, but I am so happy to hear everybody tonight. Nikki, you are always a breath of fresh air, my dear.
Thanks, Gigi.
I have been learning the importance of midwifery, and I compliment you for all you do to help young and middle-aged and older women become mothers and bring life forward. Captain, you know I love your style.
Aw.
Now, I would like
to say something.
She doesn't care about you.
Oh, okay. Your name came up at dinner tonight, Gigi.
That's a good thing, I hope.
I think I brought your name up tonight, didn't I, Captain?
Did you really?
I believe you did.
I adore Richie Rich.
Yeah. No love for Steve.
He's on administrative leave tonight.
Oh, okay. Sometimes my husband wants to do that to me.
Whoa.
Even though he's the practicing attorney in the family.
Sounds like he's practicing a lot.
He's always the gentleman. I'm the mouse. And I admit it wholeheartedly.
Oh,
however, two points of contention.
It's as if we summoned you.
The fact that you are reviewing what happened to Mr. Moore in Georgia. I am thoroughly, totally disgusted once again with the crap on the news coming out of L.A. Another African American murdered with a taser by police.
Yeah, I wish I would be surprised by this. I agree with you, sir.
It doesn't surprise me, but it is nauseating to hear over and over such things happening. It's bad enough. Billy clubs, guns, big, heavy flashlights that can be used as a weapon, and now tasers. Hey, I grew up with a father who was a criminal court judge in Miami-Dade County for almost 23 years, and he was also a private defense attorney, mostly criminal law. Daddy taught me, never let a cop in your house without a warrant, little girl.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yes, sir. And the other point of contention, I'm learning now our country is, and I say it with quotation marks around the word, training Ukrainian soldiers in weaponry, technology, military maneuvers. They're all over training in the United States of America. What about my countrymen, men and women, who were grossly affected by COVID and in need of financial assistance, rental assistance, grocery assistance? Congress has money every few weeks to give support to a foreign country and foreign people. What for? Why aren't my people being helped at home?
Oh, because government does not care.
Yeah, they just want to carve up Russia, I think, into a few parts and take the resources.
Russia is doing exactly to Ukraine what they did to Georgia several years ago. And who's making money off of this? Iran, Germany, France, America,
yep.
China. This war will not end for a long time to come. Mark my words, everybody.
And it's technically, I mean, from the United States perspective, from a legal land perspective, I guess, technically it's not even a war. I mean, it might be a war by Ukraine and Russia standards, but the United States isn't at war with anyone, technically speaking.
No, they're making money off of misery, just like when Iraq and Iran were at war for years and years and years.
Yep.
And just like Syria wages war against its own people. Europe and the United States and Asia sit back, sell, 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 and make lots of money.
Yep. And sell to no matter, both sides.
That's all,
matter who.
Right.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. But what happened with Mr. Moore and what happened with the gentleman, the school teacher from Washington, D.C., out on vacation in L.A.? Unbelievable!
Yeah, I wish more folks were outraged at the actions of, our masters, really, because it's...
Not my master!
Well...
I'll tell you who my master was growing up. I was petrified of my mother. The wrath of a Jewish mother. I was never afraid of the police. I was never afraid of Daddy. And many nights, Daddy came home still wearing his black robe over his suit and tie. But I was afraid of the wrath of my Jewish mother. She would have clobbered me.
I bet she made a mean brisket, though.
Actually, she did. You're so cute.
I'm a big fan of brisket. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's funny because my mom's family are all from Europe. My dad's family are also Jewish, but we are Sephardic from North Africa. That's why I have a vicious temper, but I make a delicious spinacopita.
Oh, yum.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, Gigi, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate
all
you.
All of you be well and keep plugging in on current events. I love it.
Thanks, Gigi.
Aw, we love you, Gigi.
Thanks, Gigi.
Always a great caller.
Yeah.
Great.
603-283-6160 if you'd like to participate here at Free Talk Live tonight. So we were talking about this case with Mr. Charlie Moore out of Georgia where he was pulled over, had some sort of interaction with the highway patrol, dialed 911 to tell them, hey, there's too many cops here. They're threatening me. I'm fearing for my life. Please send a supervisor.
So they sent more cops.
Well, we didn't get to that yet. Trooper, they detailed the interaction of what was said. When a trooper on the scene began attempting to smash in Moore's window, he fled the scene to preserve his life. During the chase, he stayed on the phone with 911, clearly indicating to them that he was not a threat and just wanted to be in a safer situation. Quote, I'm afraid for my life, he told 911. They need to get them off me right now because I'm scared. I've got my kids with me right now. Everyone involved, from the 911 operator to the troopers involved in the stop, knew that there were children in the car. They also knew who the car was registered to. They knew the driver's name, the driver's address, and easily could have gone to his home after this to enforce the penalties for fleeing a stop for speeding. That, of course, didn't happen. instead of applying logic and reason and allowing Moore to simply drive home, drop off the children, and then safely arrest him later at his home, one state trooper decided to conduct a pit maneuver on a car he knew was full of children to flip Moore's car over for a speeding ticket.
It's crazy.
Good hitting police.
It's my understanding that police training on pit maneuvers is only used in, like,
stolen cars.
Well, it,
high
like,
speed.
Only in what we're going to call life-threatening situations, but,
yeah,
like,
you don't do that over a speeding ticket right. When there are children. And you can't even be like, oh, well, you know, the cops were just trying to help the children, and they were, you know, they thought the children were in danger. Well, right. You just tried to kill them,
right.
So can't even use that excuse.
Right. So anyway, on the 911 call, we can hear the trooper trying to flip the vehicle, despite Moore pleading with 911 that he has his kids in the car. I've got my kids with me, man, Moore told police over the phone. Oh, my God, no, they're trying to flip my car, man. According to the 911 call, Moore remained connected to dispatch during the attack by the trooper, and the car is heard rolling over before Moore shouts, Laden, 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 no. He knew Laden had been killed. The official policy of pit maneuvers is fairly specific on avoiding incidents involving children in the vehicle. Nevertheless, troopers decided the enforcement of a speeding ticket was more important than the lives of two children, and it was carried out. Moore has been held in jail without bail for the charge of murder, and while he certainly deserves to be held accountable for his role in the child's demise, he was most assuredly not the one who killed him.
You know what? I can't get down with that. Oh, his role in the child's death. He felt that those children and himself were in danger. I don't know how many cops are on the scene, but I know when I get pulled over in Keene, there's at least three cruisers there, so I can imagine it was three or more. It sounds like he's a black individual. Sometimes that can be a scarier situation because we know cops love to target black and brown people.
Yep.
So he was trying to do what he felt was right as a parent and a person, you know,
right,
caregiver of a child.
The kid who died wasn't even his. It was his son's friend.
And, you know, when there's another child in the car, right. As a parent or an adult, it's your responsibility to keep them safe. So it sounded like he was doing what was in the children's best interest because he was scared of the situation with the police. So he fled the scene fearing for his life, and they're going to try to pin this murder on him when it was the cop that flipped the car.
Right.
And he was just trying to get the children to safety?
Right.
That is BS.
I agree.
I'm wondering if they also gave him another charge of, like, using a cell phone while driving. They probably tacked that on as well.
I'm sure they tacked a lot of other charges on.
You can't use a cell phone while you're driving. That's another
yeah.
That's another penalty. Another fine.
The trooper who conducted this pit maneuver leading to the death of an innocent child has since returned to regular duty.
Oh, I'm sure.
After a brief paid vacation.
Yeah, he should rot
nice
in jail.
Paid vacation.
Quote, for them to be holding someone for a murder charge when it could have been de-escalated and my child would still be here, Laden's mother said. Instead, it was escalated and resulted in my child getting killed, unquote. There is some dash cam footage here, but I will not play that for you. I will post a link to the story to our social medias, of course. But I'm with you, Nikki. Like, this should have been played out much differently than it did. There is no reason. Like, you pulled a guy over for speeding. Okay, fine. He's got some kids in the car. You know, you're acting in a threatening manner because, of course, you are. You try and smash his window.
Yeah.
And so he takes off, you know. Yeah, they're going to go, we got to get him.
Yeah. And you know what?
We know where he's driving to. He's got to go home. You got the address and everything.
Just, they get all filled with adrenaline and, you know, get all crazy because that's what happens to these armed thugs.
Yeah, they're all,
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know what? Part of the issue is they don't know any de-escalation tactics. Like, working in healthcare, we oftentimes work with people who are feeling threatened from the situation they're in, or maybe they're mentally ill, whatever. So we're trained in a lot of de-escalation. So, you know, the way your body language, the way you talk to people. And let me tell you, it's the exact opposite of what cops do in any traffic stop. Anytime I've ever been in an encounter with a police officer, They do the opposite of de-escalation.
They make
they're
more uncomfortable.
They're
right.
threatening, their body language, the way they speak to you, everything about it escalates the situation.
Hand on the pistol.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know, so they don't know how to de-escalate the situation. That's not their job.
Yeah, it certainly is not. Well, and it really calls into question what exactly is their job. Because, you know, everybody says, oh, to protect and serve. Well, not
you.
They
don't do that.
They protect and serve the government.
That's
not
a bumper
you.
Sticker.
No, they shouldn't have a job.
Yeah, I mean, the job shouldn't exist. If you need security, you should be able to hire private security forces.
Yeah.
You know, or
They're
services.
Terrorists.
Yeah. What we have here are armed thugs with a monopoly on the initiation of force.
Yeah.
And this is what you get when you have that type of a system. And everybody's like, oh, it's just a few bad apples rotting the barrel.
No.
Yeah, but those bad apples kill people. Yeah.
Well, and it's also, it's not the bad apples.
It's
the whole
the barrel.
System. The
yeah.
tree
yeah.
is rotten and right. poisoning people and, yeah. you know, killing people.
And they all back each other up.
It's like you're keeping food in a refrigerator with no Freon. Right?
Yeah.
It's going to go bad. The whole bear,
yeah.
it's
the
apparatus. The apparatus is what's creating the rotten apples.
Yeah, right. exactly.
Right?
It's
the
what's
barrel
attracting,
itself. Yeah.
You know, it's what's attracting these monsters.
So.
You know, if you're a psychopath and I'm like, hey, I'm going to give you a gun and a badge, you're going to have immunity, you get to kill people, you get to act like you're better than everyone else. Yeah, a lot of psychopaths
like,
are going to. Yeah, exactly.
You get a police interceptor, you can hang a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's
hey, you know, thin blue line, you know.
Yeah. The longer I'm alive, the more I'm convinced that the organization known as government, the state, if you will, is archaic, barbaric, antique, and is the equivalent of modern slavery.
We need to go back to old technology with the government.
603-283-6160
is the number to call in.
I don't know. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.